Howdy friends, this is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
2020 Wrangler National Finals Rodeo in Arlington, Texas, round number 4, December 6th. This episode is brought to you by Wrangler Jeans and Shirts and Hart Ranch in North Dakota. In the bareback bronc riding, Tim O'Connell, three-time champ of the world of Iowa, won the round with a 90.5 second time on a bucking horse named Papa Top of the Fetig Pro Rodeo Company from North Dakota. Casey Field is hot on his heels. He is number 2 in the world with just one round win away from taking O'Connell's number 1 slot away. Louisianan Jacob Talley won the steer wrestling round with a 3.4 second time. The wrestling match is on, and the steer wrestling Matt Reeves of Texas has moved from first to second, undergoing Jacob Talley, now number 1 in the world, representing Louisiana in the steer wrestling. In team roping, Eric Rogers, our Navajo cowboy, was 9-6, 17 world champ, maintains 5th in the aggregate with his partner, Peyton Bray from Texas. Eric has dropped from 5th to 8th in the world standings in the heading division. Cherokee cowboy from Oklahoma, Brenton Hall, and Montana's Chase Tryon won round number 4 in the team roping with a 4.2 second time. They are 7th and 6th in the world standings heading and heeling. Indian Country has won 2 rounds with his team roping headers, Navajo Eric Rogers and Cherokee Brenton Hall. The classic event, saddle bronc riding, sees our Standing Rock Sioux Tribe cowboy and four-time Wrangler NFR qualifier Cole Elshear dismounted in the first 4 rounds. Shorty Garrett of Ricky placed in the 3rd. He bucked off in round 4. Rider Wright won his 2nd round of the week with an 89.5 point ride aboard Sunglow of Kirsten Vold Rodeo Company in Colorado. In the bronc riding world standings, Rider Wright number 2, Texan Wyatt Casper number 1. Adam Gray of Texas won round number 4 in the tie-down roping with a 7.8 second time. Marty Yates is number 2 in the world standing, trying to make a move on Shad Mayfield of New Mexico for the world lead in tie-down roping. Defending champion of the world, Texan Haley Kinsel, won the cloverleaf pattern in barrel racing with a 17.9 second time. The race is on between Brittany Posey Tanazi, number 2 in the world standings, and Haley Kinsel, number 1. Bit of bad news in the bull riding is the name of a bucking bull from the 4-star rodeo company, the bull rider Colorado's Ty Wallace, claiming the round with a big 89.5 point ride. Australia's own Kai Hamilton is number 1 in the world standings in the bull riding with 7 more rounds to go at the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo. Rider Wright, 2 big wins after 4 rounds tonight, a horse named Sunglow of the Bold Rodeo Company. Let's talk about that horsepower today.
That's an awesome horse of Kirsten Vold's. I was excited to have him drawn, have a history with that horse, and I knew he was going to go out there and buck, and so I knew I just had to do my part. I've known her since before I started rodeoing, and all her and my dad are good friends, so it's always nice to win a round on a horse, somebody's horse like that.
Brenton Hall, J. Oklahoma, and
yes,
it
sir.
All came together in round number 4. Please share that with us.
It was a good run tonight for what it was. I missed the barrier a little bit, and I think we made the best possible run we could have possibly made with me missing the barrier like I did. My horse worked great. He felt really good. I rode a horse called Time Bomb. My partner, Chase, is doing the best job that he possibly can, which is always phenomenal, and just can't wait to keep going.
Jay Oklahoma, Cherokee, that won the Indian National Finals Rodeo in the junior breakaway roping.
Mm-hmm.
He's a cowboy and an Indian all at once, especially with a win in round 4.
Man, he's roping good. He always ropes good. We've started roping together, never lost faith in him at any time. He's the best header Parsha can have.
We invite you to tune into this station once again tomorrow for another report and interviews. Let's Rodeo. This report supported by Wrangler Jeans and Shirts along with Hart Ranch in North Dakota. Episodes of this program may be heard on RandyTaylorAnnouncer.com. Compliments of 4B Web Design. Thanks for listening to today's segment of Word with a Champ. For Native Voice One, this is Cherokee Cowboy Randy Taylor.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota, owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler. Long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.